Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Tracy. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. I saw the two cases that you sent to me, but I had sent you a text message and asked you, did you have anything in my area? Did you respond?
I don't know. Let me... When I,
you okay?
Yeah, I'm just...
Tired.
Very tired, but I'm just trying figure out where you are in relation to this case. Yeah, I have...
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I had... Yes? No. I had an incident at one of my in one of my cases where we walk a dog, and the dog bit me. So... The person who owns the dog doesn't seem to be concerned, and I have a fear now where I don't want to walk the dog anymore. So I don't know what to do.
Aren't you allergic to dogs?
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I don't
okay.
I don't like dogs or cats, but
yeah.
It just so happens this person has.
Is it one of our patients?
No, no.
No, because
it's with a different agency.
Yeah, so I would first of all make sure it's part of the care plan, because pet care is not part of everybody's care plan. So
I
make
know.
Sure of that.
And it's not on my. It's not on the.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, the list where you check off everything
right.
that you do for
well,
the client?
Technically, yeah. Then technically the dog is outside of your realm, outside of your scope. If you choose to walk the dog, I mean, and the dog bit you, like, is there something, did he break skin? Did he?
Yeah, he broke skin. And he had just got rabies shots.
Okay.
So I was okay, but I still went a couple of days later and got a tetanus shot just
okay.
to be on the safe side. But, like, I have an ugly scar on my toe, and I don't
yeah.
know how to tell her, but I have a fear now, like, because the next day he tried to bite me again. But she feels like she has control over him, and he tried to bite her several times, and he tried to bite one of the aides when she took him out for a walk, like, tried to chew away from the leash. So I'm just at a you know, point where I don't want to walk the dog. I don't want to lose my job, because it's a good paying it's a good
this is
paying
the one that
job.
You do
but,
overnight?
Yeah, I do overnights. I do 12-hour shifts 5 days a week. But it's like she's not concerned, because the dog wasn't punished or anything, like put in the cage. Anything
yeah.
like that. And, you know, this could happen to somebody else. It could happen
yeah,
to her.
I don't know.
It probably will.
Yeah, I would ask the agency that the client's at, because maybe other caregivers, maybe something happened in the past too. You don't know. So you want to make sure that everything's documented. But I don't really know how they would go about handling it, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's like a very kind of individual thing. So we'll see what they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I know.
About
I'm just
going
to have a. I'm going to have a talk with my client, but that I'm very uncomfortable, and you know, she can go from there. I don't know how she'll feel about it. I really don't care at this point, because
I
that's
do
something.
Have,
once you,
I was going to say I do have overnights. I know you said you wanted to leave. I do have.
Where
a
do you have overnights?
In 19148. You're 5'2", right?
Mm-hmm. Are they 12-hour shifts?
Yeah, it's on South Orkney Street, 19148. I'll send you over the care plan and everything.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a talk with her tonight and see, you know, what her response is. If it's not what I want it to be, I'm just going to leave the client, because I'm not going to keep getting bit by a dog.
Yeah, no. But I'll send over everything I have for you, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome, Tracy. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.